The music for an entire ensemble of about 10 players featured Mundell Lowe and Joe Wilder. There were to be 3 recording sessions, but Joe had a conflict on the 3rd date, and he sent one of New York City's absolute finest trumpet players to replace him. Alec thought the recording session competent, but that it just didn't feel right without Joe's glorious playing. So he hired the entire personnel again for a 4th session. That tells you what Alec Wilder thought of Mr. Joe Wilder. There are other recordings with Joe playing Alec's music, which I'd like to cite. Life Magazine's 25th anniversary produced a recording called Since Life Began, where his great playing is featured throughout. More recently, this the great soprano Eileen Farrell recorded an all Alec Wilder song collection where Joe's lyricism shines. And finally, I share a special trumpeter's kinship in that Alec wrote his sonata for trumpet and piano for him, which he recorded in the mid-1950s. And about 10 or 12 years later, Wilder wrote a suite for me for trumpet and piano. And both of us got to record these 10 or 12 years apart. So we have this special connection. As a musician's musician, this gentleman has attended many of our annual New York City concerts through all these years. You see him always with camera in hand and a huge smile. I have to tell you, his great musicianship might only be exceeded by his kind, gentle manner. And it's a sentiment I've heard from dozens of fellow musicians who just rave about him. Alec Wilder was asked more than once if he was related to Joe Wilder. And his response, "I wish." Or, "if only." Knowing Joe, as humble as he is, he will probably feel embarrassed now with what I'm about to say. He's been called the prince of a guy by some, the nicest person you could ever meet, and a man with a huge heart. I feel privileged and honored knowing him, both as a musician and a friend, a view that is shared by hundreds of others. Please welcome Joe Wilder.
Having been an admirer of Alec Wilder's, when I first heard that I had a name similar to his, I was very flattered. I've been sick for about 3-4 months, and quite seriously, and I'm limping around all over the place. I lost about 17 pounds, but I guess when you're 39 years old, that's what I'm saying. But it's very nice to be here. And I brought the trumpet, and all of a sudden I realized I have in my back pocket, this is ridiculous, I have a flugelhorn model in my back pocket. I thought, well, wait a minute, maybe I'm wrong. Separate the button on the top. No, wait, I have a model. Cheesecake. And so the Whitney's and his wife's apartment, and that of course I was, that was it. The New York chef. One of the most flattering things, of course, that's ever happened to me, Alec decided to write a sonata for me. And he had tried it with some other people and he didn't like what the results. And he sent me a telegram. I wasn't there, but he sent a telegram to my mother's house in Philadelphia and said he had decided us fathers have to stick together. And when I recorded the sonata, but when he gave me the music, when I first looked at it, I said, Alec, I don't believe I can play this. He said, you mean you can't play it? It's just a compilation of things I've heard you play. I mean, this is flattery, being beaten to death. But we got through it. It was a very fine piece of music. And it was nice for me because, as a trumpet player, I've always played a lot of classical music. And this was the first time I ever recorded a classical piece. And it was very flattering. You know. Harriet Wingreen accompanied me on it. She's the pianist in residence at the New York Philharmonic. So you can imagine how flattering. This was many years ago. Imagine how wonderful that was. I'm still there. I've been one of the most fortunate musicians, I guess, in the country because I was on staff at the American Broadcasting Company for 17 years. And I'm not bragging about these things, just telling you how fortunate I was. I did the Miss America pageant with Glenn Miller's pageant orchestra for 22 consecutive years. I did the Tony Awards with Elliot Barnes, his orchestra, and I guess for I think about 12 years. And I've been having things like that happen to me all my life. So I'm happy to still be here. I made 90 on the 22nd of February.
Thank you. Disgrace.